Hey, we're at the Anvil Kelowna's second day of practice, and we're here with Alex Long, and Alex is one of the leaders of the team, if not the leader. And Alex is still extremely young, extremely young in practice. And just tell me how things have gone, and kind of like what's the focus early, and how do things kind of progress as these training camps go on?
So we definitely we work on basic plays, get those back down. Get the young guys moving, explain to them what a practice looks like, what a Monday practice, what a Tuesday practice, and then so forth, what those practices look like. But basically right now, yeah, everything's progressing really well. I think our guys have been working hard during the off season, so I think we've had some pretty successful practices these first two practices.
Hey, how much work do you guys do off season in the summer? And I think this has changed over the years.
Yeah.
How much work do you guys do over the summer and then just kind of prepare you? This isn't the first time you guys have had, but how much work do you do in the summer months?
So our lifting and like conditioning program, we're 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, usually in the mornings. We're about the same time that we start heat camp. So we were 7 a.m. to about 9-ish, 9:30 for summer training. And we were basically doing what we've been doing during heat camp, so it helps make the drills go a lot quicker because people have been doing them a lot more.
Right. Hey, I don't know if this is too early to ask you this question. I don't know if it's ever too early to ask you. Tell me a little bit about goals for yourself. I don't want to talk about goals for the team, but goals for yourself. What do you hope to accomplish individually this year?
I definitely, going into the season, I definitely want to just goal for mine is try to put out the best film that I can for my senior year, for my recruiting. Definitely try to pick up a couple more offers from the schools I've been talking to. So those are my goals going into the season. Just have a great year, have fun for the most part. It's my senior year. It's my last time I'll ever strap on the pads with a Dutchman for this year. So I'm gonna miss it. So I just want to enjoy myself. I want to enjoy the guaranteed 10 weeks, and hopefully as a team, playoffs then.
All right. Alex, tell me a little bit about the team. What do you see for the team? You know, what are some good realistic goals for the team?
I think every year we always have the same goal around here. We always want to be section championships. It doesn't matter that who's on the team. This year it's the same goal. Our goal is always to win section, and if not that, we want to make the playoffs.
The team. Those are good goals, and I think those are great goals. And I think attainable goals, but tell me what needs to happen on the field, in the locker room, at practice. What needs to happen if you guys are going to reach those goals?
Yeah, we just need to keep doing what we're doing out here, keep attacking every day, getting after it. Taking down, getting rid of the small mistakes. Those small mistakes. So hopefully, we continue to
Good. I'm going to say that you're a leader. I think you need to say that. Did you become a leader? I don't think you're walking in here as a freshman or a sophomore as a leader, but tell me about your evolution as a player.
So I actually think it did come back in seventh grade. My brother was playing football in the sophomore year, while I was in seventh grade. And he made sure when I was in sixth, seventh grade, I did that. He helped me along the way there. And again, my freshman year when I was playing, I think just taking after the guys on that team, the team that won our first ever district playoff game, definitely they work hard every day. So I just try to take what I learned from them and I apply it. I try to apply it to how I lead the team. And I just get here every day. We work hard. We don't talk back. We just do what we need to do. We get out full speed.
That. What does the future look like? Do you think you've gotten any college offers or what?
sent me an offer my winter of my sophomore year. So okay. Like during that rest of the season, I was offered by UPenn. I've been talking to them lately. They really, before they honor it, I believe, they just want to see me at safety, see film at safety to make sure, like, because that's where they see me at. So they want to see me at safety, make sure I'm going to cover well, do that stuff. So as I've been looking, hopefully playing college football at one of those schools, and the goal for every kid to get to a school like that, any school, and time college is NFL. So hopefully if I can get into a school like that, striving next for a professional, but then a professional career, but if I can't, then I'm going to put my time in college and get my professional career.
Okay. Those are great.
Thank you.